How come Harut and Marut could not find a job? Because they didn't go to school. Good job. And also because of what you
learned.
They didn't do homework. Yes. That's right. So here we go. Another technique volunteer is the one who's going to answer this question. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes.
You get to choose who's the victim today. You, who answered the question? You? Yes. Who wants? You get to choose. You choose him. Who saved you? Who saved you? You are the victim volunteer for today. Should we? Okay. Don't stop until you stop it. Okay. Now. Okay. Give him a break. Another question for another tickling. For another tickling volunteer. Okay, let me answer the question. So what happens to you if you don't go to school and don't do homework because...
You start peeing.
Oh, you clean the toilets, give me five. You clean the toilets? That will be the only job you can get. So, if going to school... Or going to school and doing homework... Okay, choose the second volunteer. Him? Yes. Okay. Huh? A girl? Okay. I'm telling you, right now, if going to school and doing homework hurts your feelings, your feelings are going to be hurt more when you have to clean bathroom to get a job. You want to buy a car? You want to buy a house? Right? So, Harut and Marut, they could not get any job because at their time, people didn't have the luxury to pay for somebody to clean the bathroom. So they could not get a job. Then they ended up doing what?
Huh?
No, Harut and Marut, the angels. Huh? Begging for money. And since no beggars, you know, begging for money, the beggars, they divide the city between them. They divide the city what? Between them. You can't beg in my area, and I can't beg in your area. So, will they be able to find a place to beg for money? Huh? Will they? No. So they ended up doing what? They can't have a job. Nobody wants to pay for cleaning bathrooms. They can't dig for money in Soha. They what? That's right. They started a black magic business. They started what? And this is usually what happens to the guys who don't go to school. What happens to them when they don't go to school? The guys who don't go to school, what happens to them? What happens to them is that they end up if there's no, if they don't like it, they end up going into crimes. End up going into what? Crimes. And then, when you do crimes, where do they go?
Jail!
Behind bars. Okay? So now, Harut and Marut didn't get a chance to go to school because they came straight from? They came straight from heaven. So they didn't get our story, by the way, newcomers. Our story is about the two angels, Harut and Marut. Okay? They used to make fun of the people who disobey Allah, even if they repent. So Allah told them, what if I make you humans and send you to earth? What would you do? They said, we would have never disobeyed you, Allah. So what he did, he made them humans and he sent them down to earth. And as soon as they came down to earth, they are living the human life and they are going corrupt, step by step. Now, we are at the step where they decided to teach, to start the witch business. To start teaching black magic. And the shaitan came to them and they could not find any other way except by seeking help from the jinn dogs. Now the jinn dogs, you need to smell really bad. You need to smell what? Really bad. Then what happens if you live in a city where all the people in the city are bad guys? Then they all, everybody in the city smells really what? Bad. So how can you attract the jinn? Huh? You have to do something really, really awful. And so that you smell the worst. Now, do you have to do this awful thing only one day? Do you have to do this awful thing only one day?
No.
No, you have to keep doing it until the jinn come to you. What if they don't come? Then you have to think and be creative about ways to do even more awful deeds. And this is why the two angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, you cannot teach anybody the witch business without telling that person that if you learn the witch business from us, you will end up to be a kafir. You will end up to be a what? Kafir. Because you cannot do it without being a kafir. The minimum requirement is to be a kafir. So that you smell really bad, smell bad enough so that they come to you. So now they brought the shaitan, and they arrived in Galilee, and he brought them the dogs. And in order for the dogs to come, they kept bringing the scriptures and insulting them, putting them down and stepping on them, and doing every awful thing you can ever imagine. Can we get somebody to check the batteries? This is how they trace the human, by smelling. You have to give them something. You can't tell them, Muhammad, go get Muhammad, we want to know you. So they are like dogs, they have to smell something. So this is how I came up with this name, that they are the dog jinn.
I have a question.
They didn't have Qur'ans, they would get the books that were available to insult it. Is that the question?
It wasn't
like papyrus paper, and it was also in leather. Okay? They will think they were so creative in coming up with awful deeds. And Harut and Marut will keep doing that, and will keep doing that, and insulting the scripture, whatever the scripture that was available in their time, and calling astaghfirullah, calling Allah names that are not good, just to smell so bad so that these dog jinns can come.
Money.
Huh? Not only for money. They were starving too. They had no food, they had no life, and they had no way to have any kind of life. So they started this business, and they have done they depicted a cave, and this cave was so creepy, and they put bones and skeletons on it, so that when you come into their cave, you feel so creepy, and then you go there and ask them to do which business for you?
Huh? Is this a true story?
Yes, it is a true story. It's not imaginary. And if you want to find out more, go ask Daddy to go to Surah Al-Baqarah and read the verse that talks about the two angels, Harut and Marut, and then go to the books of Tafsir and read you more about them. So this is how they were able to do it. They want to play with what? Huh? Your feelings. So how do they play with your feelings? By playing with your what? Imagination. This is how they get the things done. If they can make you feel that you want to make me a king, then you'll make me a king. If they make you feel that you want to give me money, then you'll give me money. Then how they play with the feelings? Playing with the imagination. They mess up the imagination. And then how they get to mess up their imagination, they have to seek help from these dog jinn. And in order to bring the dog jinn, they have to train them. Because the dog jinn has never ever done this before. Even the dog jinn didn't know. And until today, they don't understand what they're doing. And they don't know that they can do that. The ones that told them that you guys can do that, not only told them, but also trained them. Because this is how it was done. Shaitan brought them this kind of jinn, and they trained the jinn. And then, you know how when you do to the dog like this? Who remembers what was the training? What was the sign? Not a shoe. Say it.
A shoe.
No, no. Go ahead. Not to tie the shoe, no. Huh?
A blonde knot?
Yes, but this knot has to have what?
A piece of hair or something.
A piece of hair or something. Takbir. It has to have something from your body. Something from your body or something that you has your smell. So this is why they get your hair, or they get something, one of your clothes, and they tie it as a knot, and then they do what? Now, how do we know that this is true? Who knows Surah An-Nas? Can you read? I'm sorry, Surah Al-Falaq. Can you read? وَمِنْ شَرِّي النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. These are the عُقَد, the knots. And then, النَّفَّاثَاتِ. That was the sign when the bad jinn come after being not a kafir, after being a super duper duper kafir and do something super super duper bad, and you keep doing it for every day until the bad jinn, you smell so bad that the bad jinn are going to come to you. Then once they see you, once they are present, you know the secret. You get the trees, you have it ready, you make a knot, you blow on it, and then you throw it to them. Then what do? They know what to do next. They take it and they go mess with the imagination of the person. So they make you feel different. They mess up your feelings. How? Let's say, for example, if they want to make you feel that you have gone to Disneyland, then they make you imagine that you have actually went to Disneyland. And then you say, yes, I was in Disneyland yesterday. No, you were not. Yes, I was. No, you were not. Yes, I was. Now, how are you so sure that you have been to Disneyland? Because they miss your imagination. So you feel like you really have been to Disneyland. You know that? If you want to be the king, so what do you do to be the king? Huh? Yes, what you do is you make the king fat. That's right. You mess up the feelings of the king so that you make the king feel that he wants you to be the king. So the king says, please, I love to make you the king. Can you please take my place? Please, 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 I have a strong desire to make you the king instead of me. Who made that desire in his heart? the Jenny. Not only that, but also they make brothers fight together. And they make husband and wife enemies to each other. So here we go. We started this business. And that was the first time ever on earth anybody is able to do this business. To do this black magic. And then in exchange of the black magic, they gain what? More money and more money. Now, black magic at their time spread out and became like this, like a top weapon. Like if somebody wants to fight, people will try to use black magic as a weapon in the war to mess up the feelings of the leader of the army and to mess up the feelings of the people. So they use black magic as a weapon. Now, how does it help, by the way? Can you think of a way? Huh? Yeah, make the leader say, please, I want to surrender, please. Make the soldiers feel what? Scared. That's right. So that was what happened. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them one thing. Allah told them what? One thing. Allah told them, you guys, if you're going to teach anybody how to do that, you have to tell that person. Before you teach that person, you have to tell him, we are a test from Allah. Do not do this. If you do this, you will be a kafir. And then send him away. Don't teach him. Send him away. If he comes back, then for the second time, you tell him, we are a test from Allah. And if you learn this business, and if you do this business, you will be a kafir. He will send him tomorrow. Then, and send him away. And then for the third time, if this person comes back, they tell him, we are a test from Allah. We are a test to test how much you love Allah and how much you love the money. We are a test. If you learn this, you will be a kafir. And send him away for the last time. If he comes back again, then you teach it to him. So why? Because those people have a severe punishment from Allah. So they are... The angels, Allah made them turn them people away three times, and then in the third time, they teach them. They teach them how to be so creative and doing evil deeds so that they smell bad and the jinn will come to them. If you see any of those people, if you ever happen to see them, you see them miserable. You see them what? Miserable. Because the god jinn will mess up their life. And make them walk like this. You see them look like a person who's carrying 100 pounds. You always see them like this. It's like carrying 100 pounds and walking around with it. Alright? At the end, when a lot of people learn this rich business, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered these two angels to what? Come back to heaven, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, ended this whole story. Now, what happened to the angels afterwards? Nobody knows. Did Allah just end their existence? I don't know. Did Allah make them angels back? I don't know. We have no idea what happened to those angels afterwards. But they have completely disappeared. Nobody knows anything about them after Allah called them back into heaven. After they proved the... what Allah wants us to learn after they taught us the lesson. The lesson is?
Don't say something to the other people that you can't do.
That's right.
Don't be greedy for money.
Don't criticize people for the wrong things they did. So if somebody does something wrong, okay? All right? Be kind with that person. Don't go hard on them. Okay? Go ahead.
If you want money or food or something like that, then you have to put your trust in Allah on it and not just
That's right. That's right. That's a lesson was taught by other than those angels. But that's a lesson that we need to keep. Now what happens after that? After this story comes Prophet Ibrahim's story. You ready for Prophet Ibrahim's story?
Yeah.
Prophet Ibrahim's story has one special name from Allah. What is that name? Nobody else ever got this name except him. Huh?
The best friend of Allah.
The best friend of Allah. Khalil al-Rahman. Khalil. What is Khalil? Khalil means the beloved one by Allah. The your best friend. Now why was he called that name? Because he passed all the tests that Allah has put him through. The lust of the heart is test. What happened to Ibrahim? Ibrahim grew up in a house, in an awful house. What? Awful house? Yes. What happened? His dad, guess what was his dad's job? Who knows?
Clean toilets?
No, not clean toilets, huh? He didn't have a job, no, huh? No, janitor, no, huh?
He sold idols.
No other job worse than that. The Prophet ﷺ said, the worst people that are going to be punished in the day of judgment is somebody who makes idols and sells them. And guess, he was using who to market the idols?
Ibrahim.
So he comes and says, Ibrahim, come over here. Yes, daddy, what do you want? Ibrahim, take these 10 idols. He will bring them the idols like this. Here's 1, 2, 3. Take those idols to the market and sell them, or there will be no dinner for you. Ibrahim says, I don't want dinner. The next day, sell them in the market, or I'm going to kick you out of the house. Ibrahim says, fine, and he leaves the house. Third day, sell them in the market, or I'm going to keep beating you up until you go and market them. So, under pressure, Ibrahim took the idols and he went to the market. Guess how did he market these idols? He would go around in the market and say, oh, you people, who wants to buy something that can't help and can't benefit? Something that can't harm you? Who wants to buy a useless thing? Would you like to buy a useless thing?
I would
you like to buy a useless thing?
Yeah.
With this guy was Boo-Boo, this guy was Boo-Boo, and this guy was Shoo-Shoo, and this guy was Susu. Would you like to have some?
I'll take
Shoo-Shoo. Then, what happened? Again, do you remember the story how the shaitan tricks the people into worshiping the idols? Same way. Who will help the shaitan and team up with the shaitan to convince people to worship idols? Huh? The worst guys.
One of the worst believers, and then he acted like a messenger.
Right. Perfect. Somebody who wants to have power, control over the people's minds and wealth. So if I convince you to worship Boo-Boo, and then I speak on the behalf of Boo-Boo, then I can tell you, in the name of Boo-Boo, pay 20% taxes. In the name of Boo-Boo.
I like that one.
In the name of Boo-Boo, you have to do your homework. In the name of Boo-Boo, you have to marry this guy. In the name of Boo-Boo, you have to move from this town. In the name of Boo-Boo, you have to accept this king. In the name of Boo-Boo, you have to pay $100 to Boo-Boo. And then this Boo-Boo happens to be so greedy. So Boo-Boo wants to take all the money. And guess who gets the money? The guy who speaks on the behalf of Boo-Boo. So this guy will use which business? Will use the shaitan and try to convince people. Remember how did the shaitan trick people at the time of Noah to worship the idols? He used the drought, right? Now, how did he trick the people at the time of Ad to worship the idols? Huh?
Was it when the five people died?
No, that's the Prophet Noah. Huh? The army, Christ, the battle. He gave them the news about the battle. And he said those guys, those gods told him. And when the people of Ad listened to the battle, listened to the guy and worshipped these idols, they won the battle. Now, Ibrahim would say,
Who wants to buy a useless thing? Who wants to buy a useless thing? You want to buy a useless thing?
I would.
You would?
I do.
Here. Here.
Here. I got boo
boo. All right. And then, by the way, they were big idols, so he will drag them behind them. Here you guys, who wants to buy these useless things? Who wants to buy these useless things?
Not me.
His dad found out that he's not doing his job. His dad got mad, and he kicked him out of the house. And he kicked him out of the house.
I want it from you.
Now, he kept walking around and telling people, guys, I'm going to use this one. This is bigger. This God is bigger than this guy. This is the chief God. He would say, guys, you know, if you want to talk to Allah, this is how can you do it. Look, his dad would go out and say, this is how can you talk to Allah. Look, his number is 1-800. Worship me. Hello. Please, I want $1 million. Please, I want my children to be saved from the disease that they have. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So they teach them that these are little guys. These are what?
Little guys.
That Allah is too big and too busy to listen to the little ones like us, and we need little guys so that Allah will listen to us. This is just the dose of what you're going to get tomorrow. Alright, now, Prophet Ibrahim, he made something very nice. Guess what was that thing? Prophet Ibrahim saw that the people were confused about Allah. So he said, guys, who's going to join me? We're going to do a project about Allah. We're going to do a project about who?
Allah.
We're going to find out who's Allah. We're going to do the research. We're going to do the what?
Research.
So we kept thinking, okay, let's think together. Allah will be under the ground or above the skies. Everybody says what? So everybody voted that Allah has to be where?
Above
the skies. So he said, okay. So he's not under the ground. He's not on the ground. He's where? Above the sky. Okay, guys. Then let's look up. Hey, guys. Oh, look. Look at this star. Allah is this star. Right, guys? The guy saying, why? He said, look, it's shiny. Right? They say, okay. And then they say, he asked them, what should we be looking for to believe and to confirm that this is God? Huh? He asked them first. He said, what should we be looking for to confirm that this is God or not? So they say, God has to be visible. God has to be what?
Visible.
Don't talk us into worshiping a God that we can't see. We want a God that we can touch. A God that we can think of. A God that we can talk to. We are not going to worship a God. Where is God? We are not going to worship a God that we can't see. So he wants to prove him wrong. So he said, okay guys, this is star. Does it look good?
No.
Let's worship the star. This is God. And they spent all night long. Spent what?
Somebody here is going to be in real deep, huge, humongous trouble. Yes. Somebody's going to be in trouble.
And two.
How about this? You guys, you sit over there. Like this.
Oops. That didn't work.
Okay. Alright. So now, what is happening? Are you listening? What is happening? Ibrahim is trying to convince the people. He's trying to do a project which is called Discovery of God. So what was the name of the project? Discovery of God. Now, was Ibrahim confused about God? No. But he wanted to teach the people how? By making the people think and use the what? Use the kettle. Use the what? The noodles. Use these noodles to figure out who is by God. Alright? So what was the first question they discussed? Let me see if you have been listening. What was the first question they discussed?
Yes.
They said, huh?
He has to be in the sky.
Perfect. The first question was, okay, guys, we want to find out where is God. Is he underground or on ground or above the skies? Everybody said where?
Above the sky.
All right. The second thing was, can we see him? Is he visible or invisible?
Invisible.
Yes. They all said, no, he's got to be visible. We got to be able to think in him. We got to be able to talk to him. We got to be able to rub. They used to tickle God like this. God, 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 give me, give me, give me. I need, I need, I need. God, God, God. They rub God like this. And they think when we tickle God, he's going to give them what they want. They ask this piece of stone for things that are very difficult to get. Ooh. And then they say, okay, guys. Alright. So they say, God has to be seen. So they looked up. What is visible during that night? What was visible?
Stars.
Okay. He said, guys, look at this star. You like it? Yes. Everybody says, yes. He said, it is so high. Higher than anything else. Right? Yes, right. Is it? It is shiny in the night, right? Right? Then it has to be God. Can we, you guys, see it? Yes, we can see it. Then this is God. Okay. And then they stayed all night long. And then guess what happened in the morning? They took a nap. They woke up. Where is God? God, where is he? The star where? It's gone. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam knows. But he wants them to use what?
The
noodles. So he said, okay guys, you want the God to be visible? Yes? Now where is God now? Our God is gone. And then besides, somebody from the crowd said, hey, Ibrahim, I have an idea. He said, what kind of idea do you have? He said, look at this sun. The sun is what? Bigger and shiny. Bigger and more shiny. He said, okay, Ibrahim, this is a better God for us. This is a what? Better God for us. Why? It's bigger and more shiny. Ibrahim said, okay, guys, this is the God? Yes, everybody said yes. He said, okay, let's worship this God. They come up with these things. They think they are talking to God. And then, guess what happened at the sunset? The sun kept going down. Please, please, we're praying for you. Don't go away, please. Did the sun listen to them?
No.
No. Please, you, the guy who suggested to worship the sun, said, if we worship the sun, it will not be upset and go away. He said, the sun will come up in the morning to look for somebody who's praying. If nobody's praying, then the sun is going to what? Leave in the evening. Now, they stayed all day long. Hum. And then what happened? The sun went where?
Down.
Away. Woo-hoo. Then Prophet Ibrahim said, guys, think with me. Now the sun is gone. The sun is gone. Whom are we going to worship?
The moon.
Somebody shouted, the moon. Look at the It is cute. It is round. And it has eyes like this. Let's look at the moon. Everybody, hey guys, you like the moon? You like the moon? All right, guys, today we are going to try worshiping the moon. Now, if the moon will accept our worship, then the moon should not leave, right? The moon will leave because the moon is upset that nobody's worshiping, right? But if we worship the moon should what? Stay. Guys, we will worship the moon tonight. If the moon leaves in the morning, then he is not God. They said, you guys agree? They said, agree. All right, the moon. Moon, moon, moon. Moon, 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 moon,
moon,
moon, moon, moon, So if what you guys are saying is right, then we have to find something that stays in the skies what? All the time.
Huh? Wow,
how about the sky itself?
Well, the sky itself is nothing. It's the air. So they can't worship the air. So they want again something that they can touch. Then he said, which one we're going to worship now? We ran out of things. Stars, they leave. Sun leaves. The clouds leave. Guys, hey, come on. Did you give up?
Too tired.
Let's finish the research. We want to find out. Huh?
Let's just finish that story for 40 minutes.
Huh?
40 minutes.
Okay. We'll finish that particular story. Then at the end of Rahim said, you know, guys, where is God? He said, where is God? He said, God is invisible, but you can see his products everywhere. You can see what? His products everywhere. What do you mean the products? Huh? What do you mean the products of Allah? Huh? Perfect. Like this guy, for example. This guy is a product of who? Allah. You ask this guy, and you tell him, do you know how your brain works? Do you know how your brain works? This guy doesn't know how. You know how the brain works? How? The most intelligent scientists on the face of the earth don't know how the brain works. Yeah, nobody knows how the brain works. We're not talking about any brain. We're talking about this noodle. This noodle is here. Huh? Huh? It is a secret from the Allah, the higher power. Okay, do you know? Okay, what is the most important muscle in your body? The heart. Who can control his heart? So can you control your heart? Can you stop your heart? You can't stop your heart. So can you stop your heart? No. So the lesson was, guys, the lesson was so that you can attack the pizza. You ready? The lesson was, we can't see Allah, but we see the products of Allah everywhere. Pizza time!
فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر فلما